Hi, I'm John David Miller. This is YesWise Insights, a program of YesWise.com. Today I want to talk about the bank crisis and economic collapse. The financial markets have been manipulated for decades. The rigging became more sophisticated and thorough as computer technology developed through the last 70 years, and with the development of new asset classes, such as expanded option trading and derivative insurance contracts on subprime assets, such as bundled mortgages. That was a big factor in the 2008-09 crash. Many economic analysts believe that a serious financial crash is now underway with the recent failure of several significant banks. Of course, many of these shaky assets were never improved upon from the previous crash 15 years ago. But other major banks are in similar trouble caused by falling bond values due to rising interest rates and exposure to derivative contracts of little value. The diminishing value of these shaky assets can leave a bank insolvent, where liabilities exceed assets. Temporary funds may be borrowed from the Federal Reserve private banking cartel or other banks, but if outflow is more than inflow, the bank may fail. Banks are intricately tied together, so failure could become a contagion. Depositors at many banks may be restricted from access to funds in a bail-in, where a bank draws on depositor accounts to stay alive. The FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, has a limited amount in its depositor rescue fund, and many of these funds were already expended in rescuing these recent banks. The Fed, the Federal Reserve, may just create more fiat dollars to take care of depositors. However, bondholders and stockholders are farther down the line and potentially will lose a lot. Corporate bonds are also in trouble with stock declines to follow there. Think of the effects of these dropping asset values on pension funds, 401ks, and other bond and stock-heavy portfolios. The dollar will lose substantially more value with additional money creation. Interest rate increases by the Fed are in great part to entice buyers of U.S. debt. These rate increases are not really able to curb inflation much. The dollar and U.S. Treasury bonds are declining in acceptance in international markets. Well, let's look at some of the factors of control. Let's see here. Factors of economic collapse, I should say. We have overleveraged debt. That's been growing for decades in both the commercial sector and private debt. Rising interest rates, which makes bond values go down. So we have toxic assets of shaky bonds, and then following that, stocks potentially going down, and these derivative contracts that really have no legitimate value of their own. Then we have the bank failures and a liquidity crisis. So that leads to more dollar creation, overcreated dollars, but at the same time, de-dollarization in other parts of the world with the BRICS nations and other nations trading in other currencies for their international exchanges. So with inflation, we also have stagflation, that is a stagnant growth, and even layoffs and then disabilities and deaths from poisoning, injections, and that sort of thing. So we have labor market disruptions and also supply chain disruptions, both with labor issues and destruction of many of our transportation, fuel installations, food processing and distribution facilities, with a variety of disasters. Some believe that might involve sabotage, possibly also involving the East Palestine train derailment contamination and so forth. And then the potential for war that many people are discussing. So any of these things, from the banking collapse to supply chain disruptions, food shortages, could lead to social chaos, which is something that the cabal would like to foster because they have a philosophy of bringing order, the order they want, out of chaos. But that also could bring us a new Great Depression. So in summary, let me say that we have the severe economic depression that seems to be developing. Financial experts anticipate a severe, unavoidable financial collapse. Many companies are already projecting up to 50% layoffs this year. Quite a few businesses will close completely, especially those with failed earnings, dropping assets, and high debt. So the fuel, electricity, heating, and fertilizer issues and industrial closures of Europe will have more effects on the USA also over the next few months. Some researchers are concerned about rolling or total blackouts of power and communications in some areas. There could be many other shortages as well as much higher prices as the economy dives into a deep recession. Make plans for challenges. Many experts suggest having gold and pre-1965 real silver coins as store of value hard assets. Even more importantly, it is wise to have extra food and water on hand, as well as garden seeds, tools, and other necessities, barterable items, and especially know-how and skills. Work with others nearby to plan, prepare, and make things better. So again, we are happy to present our program by Natural Health Enterprises, my business for many years, at reallywell.com. With natural health information and the Northern Edge organic flax, other superfoods and air and water purifiers. That Northern Edge flaxseed is the lowest in toxic metals of any flax, of, such as cadmium and lead, and highest in oil and alpha-linolenic acid because of the pure soils and cold climate where it grows in Canada. It's great brain food, high in omega-3 oils, antioxidants, great protein and fiber. And we have other packages of for health, detox pack, the resistance assistance pack, utilizing some of very valuable other health items, and Delicious Greens 8000, our superfood nutrition smoothie mix, and organic turmeric powder. At YesWise.com, we have YesWise Education Service with our holistic learning modules, natural health and wellness, public poisons, economics, survival, reality, and consultations and seminars in the real world chat on the first Wednesday of the month. Thank you for being with me. Have a great day and be really well.